televisão. In the chanting of the holy name, the most important aspect of the chanting is the prayerful mood. There are various prayers offered by various devotees in the scriptures, which one should read, and whatever prayer touches one's heart, one should put oneself in the role of the devotee offering prayer and offer this prayer during chanting. Just like there is a prayer of after Daksha is given a goat head, he becomes completely humble. Before that, he was extremely proud. But after he got a goat's head, he became very humble and he offered very wonderful prayers seeking forgiveness from Lord Shiva. So there are also many prayers, like the prayers offered by Indra and prayers offered by Kaliya. There are prayers offered by different people like Brahma after becoming humbled. So these prayers actually give us a clue with what consciousness one should offer prayer. So one such consciousness is praying to Krishna that, please Krishna, help me to control my whimsical mind and my raging senses. Let me not become captured by the jaws of Maya. And please accept me with whatever deficiencies I have. So this prayer is a very nice prayer because a devotee admits that he has many deficiencies. He doesn't feel that I am offering something very valuable or great to Krishna. This prayer also recognizes Krishna's greatness and one's insignificance. And this is very important. If you are not feeling in this way, often we go to the other mode of challenging and demanding, what has chanting done to me? I am chanting for so many years. And like one student was asking, I was already a very pious person before. I was already following the four regulative principles even before coming to ISKCON. Now what has the chanting done to me? In the last 2 years I am chanting 16 rounds. So I said, this very attitude that you have cannot help you experience the sweetness of the holy name. If you have to experience the sweetness of the holy name, one has to approach the holy name in a very meek and humble manner. Just like great acharyas are singing Vaishnava songs, rather one should approach the holy name. Oh my dear great holy name, please accept me with so many defects and deficiencies I have. I don't deserve to be put in the association of devotees, studying the scriptures, following the principles, living in the midst of swan-like devotees. So one should always feel oneself deficient while approaching the holy name. And one should always feel oneself incompetent to face the power of Maya alone by one's own endeavor. That is why, as you hear in this prayer, please help me to be protected from the jaws of Maya. And how Maya's invitation comes? In the name of whimsical mind and raging senses. They always drag us towards Maya. So even Prabhupada would very powerfully speak many times, I'll kick Maya with my boots and all that, her scientists. But Prabhupada always offered prayers to Srimati Radharani. Please keep me protected always. Because even great Mahatmas pray for protection, what to speak of insignificant souls like us. And if we think we are not in need of such a prayer for protection, or if we consider ourselves not deficient, but very potent and powerful and capable and full of power, then that is our great misfortune. So a particular type of quality of attitude is needed while chanting the holy name. Prabhupada says that in the purport of Kunti Maharani, rich people, people with beauty, high birth, riches and education, they cannot actually offer a prayer with that type of quality, because they tend to become proud of their so-called superficial material qualifications. So in our everyday chanting, this is one barometer that we can check. What is my humility barometer showing today? what is the state of my consciousness? How is my mind? Because this kind of attitude is like the fuel for a very vibrant Krishna consciousness. Not only in the early morning hours, but all day. The way you sing the holy name, the way you chant and dance, the way you render the services, the way you approach the devotees, the way we worship the spiritual master, the way we approach the deities, and we do all the activities throughout the day, it depends on this particular attitude, which is very vital. And the tendency of the material world is to forget. Like Prabhupada says, just like the cock, you know. The cock is kept inside the cage and is very humble. As soon as the farmer in the morning, he opens the door and leaves the cock outside, immediately he flies and goes to the top of the house. Cock-a-cock-a-cock! He makes a sound, you know. You've seen that? Sitting in the top of the house and he says, I am the king of the whole village. All you guys who are sleeping, get up. And he has a very raised head, you know. And he's asking, who is there? Who can control me? And such a false pride. And then again Prabhupada says, in the evening, again the farmer catches him by the neck and pushes him into the cage. And he's very bowing his head, he goes into the cage. And he can closes the door. So all of us are already put in the cage of this material body. So there is nothing to be proud of. So this one, false pride is, you know, anti-quality consciousness. If one wants a good quality consciousness, one has to always feel this. I like this prayer very much. Oh please Krishna, accept me with all my deficiencies. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble.